want to tell you one of the most amazing stories that I've ever heard. Rav Yaakov Blugrand lived in Baltimore in 1995, and he worked for the OU, supervising kashrus and checking to see if items were kosher all over the world. And one day, he was visiting in Egypt, in the Delta area, supervising spices, making sure they were kosher. And he took advantage of being so close to Israel, and he went to visit his family. He grew up in Israel, his mother, his sister. Spent a beautiful Shabbos, had a simcha. But on Sunday morning, he started feeling really sick. And the day went on, and Yaakov felt more and more sick until by Monday morning, he had to be rushed to the Tel Aviv hospital. He was feeling sluggish, and they took him to an emergency room as his situation worsened. By the time Tuesday morning came, the doctors told him that they're still doing tests, but it doesn't look like Yaakov has more than 72 hours left to live. They should quickly run and get his family to fly over to Israel to say their last goodbyes. It does not look like he's going to live. The family decided to call one of the Gdolei all of Eretz Yisrael, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the son of a Stipler, one of the greatest rabbis, and they asked him advice, what do we do? And as this is happening, the doctors reported that his heart had stopped. He had gone flatline, and it looked like he was clinically dead. Reb Chaim said three things. First of all, add a name, which is, of course, is a way to bring healing upon a person. An extra name, new essence. Second of all, get a minion and start praying with a particular rabbi or palai. And third of all, no matter what, he told his messenger, do not let those doctors pull the plug. Absolutely not. And that's exactly what the family did. They got the minion, they added the name, they started praying intensely, and Chaim said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Afterwards, we're going to say, L'chaim, he's going to be okay. And so it was. The doctors soon came afterwards, and they said they had tried 5 times to resuscitate Rav Yaakov, and it was for naught. It's time to pull the plug. And his family said, absolutely not. You cannot pull the plug. We have orders, direct orders. Orders from who, the doctors said? A great doctor, they said. What doctor? From Chaim Kanievsky. He said, what are you talking about? But if those are your orders, fine. And they left him plugged in. They said, listen, even if he were to miraculously come to life right now, he's been clinically dead for over 40 minutes. His brain won't come back to life. I'm just telling him the sad news. He's not going to make it. You might as well move on. They sat there praying, not knowing what to do, thinking about Reb Chaim's guarantee. And suddenly, 40 minutes later, they noticed that Rav Yaakov was moving. Astonishingly, soon afterwards, his heart started beating. And to the utter shock of all of the doctors there, not too soon afterwards, Rav Yaakov was literally moving, taking the plugs out of his nose, and they tied him up because they were so confused at this miraculous coming back to life. A few days later, he was actually able to talk and recount a little bit of what happened. But before I go there, I have to mention one more detail. While all of this was happening, Yaakov's sister had started praying intensely next to her mother and had asked God to give some of the years of her life to her brother, Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, when he was able to speak, said astonishingly that he had died and went to the heavens. And he had seen himself lifting himself above the doctors. The doctors asked, what did you see? And he recounted exactly what he saw, that they tried 5 times, and he even noted specific comments that the doctor had noted while working on him. At that point, Rav Yaakov felt like he was floating to the heavens. He saw light, and he saw his father and his grandfather and some friends who had passed away. What are you doing here, Yaakov? His father asked. It's not your time. You have to go back. Yaakov said, no, I want to stay here. They said, I feel good here. I feel healthy. I want to be with you. But my father, Yaakov said, is adamant. You have to go back. His father started talking to him about his wife, his children, discussing personal matters. And he also mentioned, tell your sister that every person is allocated a certain number of years to live. She should not have relinquished those years to you. My grandmother started calling, Rabbi Yaakov recounted, but her grandfather said in Yiddish, he can't come to you now. He's going back. Rabbi Yaakov says he met a friend who was in the Israeli army and had lost a hand in the fighting, and he saw that his hand was now whole. He asked him, how did you get your hand to work? He said, here, everything works. And on, he recounted amazing stories until he indeed was sent back to this world. There's a part two to this story about what Rav Yaakov did, which we will recount in our next podcast. But I will just end this story saying that this is one of thousands of near-death, really actual death experiences of people who went to the next world and came back. Rav Yaakov survived and went back to work. He is a modern-day medical miracle. There is no explanation. But for those of us men of faith, we know this was a miracle of God, God's way of showing us in our generation that needs strengthening of faith, that there is a next world and there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. All right, thank you again to Rav Yosef White and Visions of Greatness for this true story of Beyond.